Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Kasama ko ngayon si Jack Madrid mula sa IBPAP ng Pilipinas. Welcome to Melbourne.
Always good to be in Australia, especially the beautiful city of Melbourne, Maridello.
So, busy kayo sa Digital Health Festival nitong nakaraan.
It's been a very successful week and I'm proud to say to our fellow Filipinos here in Australia that we were the only country with its own booth raising our flag and telling Australia and the companies and the enterprises of Australia that the Philippines is a power player in the healthcare sector.
And pag sinabi natin IB, it's in IT business processing. Tama po ba?
Yes, IBPAP. IBPAP, that's my company, stands for the IT and Business Process Association of the Philippines. So we represent 1.9 million digital Filipino workers, of which over 200,000 are in the healthcare sector. You know, not a lot of people know this, but the Philippines is actually the second largest supplier of U.S. certified nurses in the world. Second only to the U.S. So it just shows you how well-positioned the Philippines is in providing world-class healthcare and clinicians to global patients.
At nabanggit nyo nga na, kasi pag sa Australia, pag sinasabi nyo na Pilipinas, ang unang nagkiklik, call center, service, customer service, tutulong sa akin para ma-verify ko yung account ko, may tanong ako sa internet service ko, mga tatawag ako, tapos Pinoy yung sasagot. Pero hindi lang iyon ang serbisyo.
You know, the industry has grown to much more, I would say, higher complexity type of jobs. We started with simple voice calls, answering simple questions, but you know, the digital Filipino worker is actually a problem solver, solving problems of the world across many different industries. Aside from healthcare, we do banking, we do financial services, we do insurance, back office functions, finance, IT, hospitality, retail, you know, whatever the domain is, there is a Filipino who is capable of resolving that problem for our global customers.
Sa pamamagitan ng digital technology.
Yes, I mean, most of our work is done through, you know, PCs and laptops, and so we're a 24/7 industry. We serve all time zones. That's why we become world famous. No, Filipino agents are known as the best in delivering customer experience.
Paano po maapektuhan ng industriya ninyo yung emergence ng AI? Kasi maraming mga usap-usapan na sa darating na panahon, mapapalitan na ng artificial intelligence yung trabaho ng maraming mga tao.
Well, you know, the Filipino agent has been working with AI for 12 or more years. We have worked with chatbots. We have worked with something called robotic process automation. And I think the fact that since then the industry continues to grow means that so far we have used AI to make the Filipino agent faster, to make the Filipino agent more efficient in accessing information so that they can solve the problem of the customer. So AI is basically all about data. And I think of all our member organizations who have started to automate their processes, one result has been that the Filipino agent actually, their job was augmented by AI. They became better. They became faster, more efficient, more productive. And so that may gradually lessen the need to increase the workforce, because each agent now is able to solve more problems in the same amount of time. So it may result in a more gradual pace of growth in jobs. But the important thing is the existing agents have become better at what they do because of AI. And so what I think the future will hold is that there are some jobs that will be affected. Simple, repetitive, monotonous jobs might be automated. But this will give an opportunity for the Filipino agent to do more interesting, higher value, higher complexity type of work.
So yun, hindi po niyo nakikita na papalitan ng AI yung isang pinakamalaking o mahalagang task?
Well, you know, I think the simple tasks have a bigger probability of being affected. But I think when it comes to very important, sensitive jobs in healthcare and financial services, where data privacy is important, where judgment is needed, where a decision on finance or healthcare needs to be made, I think human involvement and understanding and decision making will always be important. What is important for our agents is to have those skills of critical thinking, analysis, not just communication or speaking good English, but I think a mastery of their domain, so that they can leverage on AI to give them the right information so that they can make decisions faster and better. So I think we need to improve our digital fluency and know how to use AI tools.
Meron po bang paghahanda na ginagawa kayo doon sa mga maapektuhan ng trabaho ng AI?
Well, you know, since the beginning of our industry, we have always talked about the importance of talent development. And I think to remain relevant, to make sure that our jobs are secure, I think we need to continue to take responsibility for our learning journey. I think whatever you're interested in, let's be good at it. Let's be better nurses, let's be better doctors, better analysts, better bankers, better accountants. And let's learn how to use some of these technology tools so that we can really show the world how adaptable and resilient the Filipino workforce is.
Maraming salamat, Ginoong Jack Madrid. Hanggang sa pagbabalik niyo sa Australia.
Yeah, it's always good to be here. Thank you very much for our conversation.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.